Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Tuesday, September 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The Palestine Authority been very clear that Hamas will not be part of that new Palestine.
At what point did Israel achieve its military objectives?
First presidential TV debate and Trump's Gaza peace plan. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up, this morning. Gardaí are continuing to question a man in his 30s in relation to the deaths of three people in County Louth yesterday. The three victims, a man and woman in their 50s and a man in his 20s, are from the same family. The bodies were removed from a house near the village of Talonstown yesterday evening, and a post-mortem will take place at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda today. Local Fianna Fáil councillor John Sheridan says the community is devastated.
Genuinely shocking in the area. This is a very remote rural area, 11 kilometres outside Dundalk, between Louth Village, Talonstown and Killarney. And I suppose it's the type of area everyone knows everyone. So they would have been very much known in sporting circles, and their family would have been known, would have been educated locally. So this is genuinely shocking.
The first TV debate of the presidential campaign took place last night, with the candidates discussing the war in Gaza, crime in Dublin and housing. Independent Catherine Connolly, Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin and Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys had their first chance to debate each other on Virgin Media. During the debate, Heather Humphreys was questioned by Kieran Cuddihy about her party's delays in passing the Occupied Territories Bill.
In fairness, is it going to make any difference in terms of what's happening in Israel, in
so
Gaza
pass
at the minute?
It.
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, it sounds a little like you were about to say that.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that it's a very important bill. It's making its way through the houses of the Oireachtas. But the point I'm making is it's also more important that we continue to speak out and say what is happening in Gaza is wrong.
Independent Catherine Connolly and Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin clashed over his comments Israel had achieved its military objectives.
The Palestine Authority have been very clear that Hamas will not be part of that new Palestine.
At what point did Israel achieve its military objectives? When 20,000 were dead? When 30,000 were dead? You made the comment. So at what point, in your opinion, was the military objective reached?
If I can come back there, my point was, if they were, it's horrific that it happened in the first instance. Even more so that we're closing down UNIFIL to protect the people of Lebanon.
Well, News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe was casting an eye over last night's debate.
I thought it was a pretty clear 1-2-3. I thought Catherine Connolly was the strongest performer. She seemed more thoughtful, had more to say on pretty much all of the topics. Jim Gavin warmed into it a little bit, still looked as though he was rehearsing Leaving Cert lines that he had learned over the last few weeks since becoming a politician, which is probably fair enough, but didn't implode in any way, shape or form, which for his first TV debate as a politician might be a pretty acceptable result. And Heather Humphreys also didn't have any clangers, but she was quiet, kind of sat back, let things come to her rather than butting in and getting her opinion across. So all in all, not exactly a stellar debate, not one that will go down in debate history, but certainly a clear hierarchy after debate one, I would think.
Donald Trump says Israel would have his backing to finish the job in Gaza if Hamas rejects a new peace deal. The US-backed proposals would establish an interim post-war government in the region, which would be led by President Trump. Hamas wouldn't be allowed any role in running the enclave, and Israel can't annex or control it. President Trump is encouraging Hamas to accept the deal, saying there will be consequences if it doesn't.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
The Transport Minister will move to scrap Dublin Airport's passenger cap this morning. Dara O'Brien is bringing legislation to Cabinet to give himself the power to alter the cap. The current restriction of 32 million passengers per year has been a source of major controversy, with airlines saying it will reduce investment and cost the state millions if it remains in place. Lifting the cap was a commitment in the programme for government. House prices are up again, but inflation has started to ease as housing supplies stabilise. The latest report from DAF.ie shows house prices rose by an average of 0.8% in the third quarter of the year and almost 6% year on year. The lowest rate of inflation was once again in Dublin. Tina Gates reports.
The common theme for Ireland's housing story has been shortage of supply, and there are some indications that new homes are sustaining activity levels in the market, even though construction is low compared to what's needed. House prices nationally are up almost 6% on this time last year, which is still a problem. But on September 1st, there were 11,925 second-hand homes for sale nationwide, which is up marginally, just 1%, on the same date a year previously. The report concludes that more construction and a healthier second-hand segment are the key ingredients needed if this housing story is to improve.
There's going to be another Simpsons movie. It's being planned around two decades after the first. A release date of July 2027 has been planned. A poster on Instagram has the words "Homer's coming back for seconds," along with a picture of a donut. Sport now, and in soccer, West Ham fought back last night to take a point with a 1-1 draw against Everton in Nuno Espirito Santo's first game in charge. Jared Bowen scored a second-half equaliser on Merseyside to secure a Premier League point for the Hammers. Liverpool manager Arne Slot has confirmed Federico Chiesa hasn't travelled to Turkey for tonight's Champions League match against Galatasaray due to injury. They'll try to bounce back from the Premier League defeat at Crystal Palace at the weekend. Slot's hoping his players step up.
We always have to do, no matter if we win, lose or draw, what is asked from you if you want to compete for trophies, but let alone if you wear the Liverpool shirt, and that is giving everything you have, and combine that with the best football you can play.
Well, Tottenham Hotspur are in action away to Bodø Glimt, while Chelsea play Benfica. All those games get underway at 8 o'clock. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need to know on newstalk.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.